look at the news near your neighborhood. The Fairfield University Graduate and Professional Studies around the region. Now on Melissa in the Morning, WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
The Katherine Violet Hubbard Foundation is a Connecticut-based nonprofit that's right here working to promote compassion and healing through human-animal connection. I love that. It was actually created in honor of Katherine Violet Hubbard, who was one of the angels whose life was really cut far too short following the Sandy Hook school tragedy. But in 2014, the foundation was actually awarded farmland, which then became the home of what is now the Katherine Violet Hubbard Animal Sanctuary. And this year, the latest project for the sanctuary is now a reality. It is here. And joining me now to talk about it is Jenny Hubbard, the proud mother of Katherine Violet Hubbard, as well as the president and executive director of the Katherine Violet Hubbard Animal Sanctuary. Jenny, welcome back. And after months of work, the Katherine's Learning Barn is finally open. Congratulations.
It is open. Thank you. Well, you were with us when it was cold. That December morning that it opened, it didn't open. We lifted those trusses and started the actual construction. It was cold and it was dreary. And here we are 9 months later, it's open. We've got open houses that are happening, activities that are being planned. It's really almost surreal to see something that was just a vision come to life, not to say that it didn't happen with a lot of hard work and love and just sheer determination to see it come to fruition.
I mean, it is amazing. And let's kind of recap for people if they haven't heard, and we've been really updating people, letting everyone know from the beginning to end what this is all about. But for people, if this is brand new information, what is meant to happen inside Katherine's Learning Barn?
So the Learning Barn is a first and foremost an education space. And so the sanctuary for the past at least 9 years has offered educational programming to support our mission, which is to keep animals free from harm in homes and habitats. It's what Katherine wanted when she was alive. Her sole purpose from the minute that she could exert her independence and show her love for every creature she came in contact with was to keep them safe. And to know that she was kind and that she just loved every little bit about them. And so the work that we do at the sanctuary is just that. We keep them free from harm in homes and habitats. And so one of those ways is through our educational initiatives. And we've done that up until this point under tent and when weather didn't allow us through borrowed spaces. So we would rent out the community center, or we would have to ask some of the schools in town if we could use their gymnasiums when it was cold out. So our programming was really limited to a shortened calendar year. And like I said, at the mercy of the weather when it was warm enough to know that we could be outside. And despite all of those challenges, we were able to teach 145,000 humans. We got to a point over the past three years where school systems started talking about wanting to come to the sanctuary for field trips. And our programs, our free, our low and no cost community workshops started attracting over 200 people. And it became really apparent that we needed a permanent facility that we could host events that we weren't constantly keeping our eye to the sky. And we could say with assurance to the community and to schools, you know, we can host you here and we can share our programming with a level of certainty that we knew it would go off without a hitch. And so the Learning Barn offers that certainty for us. And so last year, we decided to start construction of that facility. And it now offers us an education space where we can begin to work with school districts in bringing field trips where children will be able to learn about how to care for creatures that might live in their backyards, how to preserve habitats and ecosystems. We can offer low and no cost community programming to all age groups. We can invite urban communities. We can teach children who otherwise wouldn't be exposed to nature-based programming into the space, and help them understand the role that they play in their stewardship responsibilities for caring for the environment, and do so at a rate that's far greater than what we've been able to do in the past. Besides programming, the Catherine's Learning Barn serves for us a place that we can build sustainable revenue. So we're working with corporations in being able to offer leadership and team building programming. So, you know, imagine a company coming in and doing a leadership retreat and working with one of our animal ambassador friends in understanding how creatures work together to build their own habitats, or understanding how adaptations have helped build resiliency in the animal kingdom, and translating that into a team environment.
So it's funny you're mentioning that, Jenny, not to interrupt you, but I was thinking when you first told us about the barn in, you know, last year, I thought to myself, because my husband and I love to go on marriage retreats, and I thought, man, down the road, it would be so beautiful and so neat and so serene to do some kind of, like, to allow churches or places of worship to do retreats, whether it's women's retreats, men's retreats, marriage retreats, even teenagers, you know, having, I thought, man, what a beautiful, because that property is gorgeous. And then to have the barn there is just, that's a whole nother thing. But it's funny you mention corporations using it for team building, because I thought maybe this would be great even to expand at some point to allow places of worship as well to do retreats.
Absolutely. You know, we've been hosting a series of open houses. And so we've got a couple coming up. We've got a public open house coming up on August 17th. And some of the feedback that we've had at the ones that we've already hosted is, could groups come in for just health and wellness? One of the groups that deals Health and Human Services, bringing in some of their teams, first responders, and just having a place where they can bring their folks in and just be able to breathe and find a place to center. And like you're saying, a group to be able to bring in youth or young adults where they can reconnect and be outdoors, that for just a few hours, they're reconnecting with creation and being able to find peace. The Learning Barn, while it was built to be able to support our educational initiatives, let's not forget that the sanctuary is a place of healing. In the true sense and the true definition of sanctuary.
Oh, what a sanctuary is, right?
It's a place of healing. And so the learning barn is a multifunctional space that serves as supports our programmatic needs. It supports the community needs. So if that's a place where a community can come together and an organization wants to use the space or rent the space for some type of retreat, that's an option and available. And if someone also wants to rent the space for a wedding where memories will be made, where milestones are met, a wedding, anniversary parties, We're hosting a celebration of life at the Learning Barn, where people can remember and celebrate life. That's an option. The Learning Barn for us just gives us so many possibilities of moving the sanctuary forward. And I think what's poignant about it is that the Learning Barn comes at a time where Catherine, she'd be 19 this year. You know, I said it last year when she turned 18, it was kind of this milestone where, you know, as an 18-year-old, you kind of set off to college and you spread your wings and who knows where life takes you. And it was exciting for me to think about what are the possibilities with the sanctuary as it too spread its wings and kind of grew and formed. And so not surprising that as we continue to grow, as Catherine would have grown into her young adult, being a young adult woman, here comes the Learning Barn
too,
with so many opportunities and possibilities. So, you know, the truth of the matter is that, you know, we are open to hearing from anybody who wants to learn more about opportunities, whether it's to have a private program, whether someone wants to learn about the low or no cost community programming that we're hosting, or if they want to learn more about corporate or organizational retreats, they can visit our website. It's cvhfoundation.org, and they can just shoot us an email and we'll get back to them and talk more about what the options are.
And we are chatting with Jenny Hubbard, the founder of the Catherine Violet Hubbard Foundation and the Animal Sanctuary, and now the Catherine Learning Barn, which is officially open for tours right now. As Jenny just mentioned, eventually it will be a place where not only school field trips can happen, but even retreats, maybe even weddings or company affairs, things like that. So a lot of exciting things down the road. But I do want to quickly, Jenny, just get back to the schools, because I actually, during that commercial break, I had one teacher in Fairfield County reach out asking about booking a field trip at the Learning Barn. So can schools reach out just to get the ball rolling? I know it's not open to the public as of today in August, but it can be, you know, potentially open starting in the spring of this upcoming school year.
Absolutely. Would love to talk to them. You know, we are very close to bringing on a full-time educator. We had a school curriculum. We were in Newtown Public Schools pre-COVID, where we were in the science labs working with K through sixth graders. It was vibrant curriculum that was delivered and really well received. We piloted our school curriculum just to make sure that it was an enrichment opportunity. So we have curriculum in place. We're hiring an educator to reboot that curriculum and then enhance it and build out more curriculum. So that's happening in short order. So if any school districts want to start having the conversation about what a field trip would look like with the sanctuary, and it's a little bit different because we are even talking about sending our educator into the schools first as a teaser so that kids are comfortable before they come out to the sanctuary. We would welcome the opportunity. So again, they can reach out through our website. They can also email us at info@cvhfoundation.org. We'd love to hear from them.
And I'm actually going to put all of these links onto our website, voiceofct.com, when we post this podcast to our website under Melissa in the Morning. Just click on it and you'll find those links directly there. And Jenny Hubbard, I want to thank you and your entire team from the Catherine Violet Hubbard Foundation, the Animal Sanctuary, and soon to be the Catherine Learning Barn. I cannot wait to meet your educator as well, have them on the show. But I thank you so much for always keeping us in the loop here on WICC, and I cannot wait to come visit you at the barn. I got to be there now.
I can't wait for you to see it. It is the love and the compassion that's in it, which is so cool. I mean, the empathy that is translated through the human-animal bond, it's palatable in the space. It just oozes with compassion, which is what we're doing here.
It is. Well, and I can't wait to be in now a space that is yours. Because as you mentioned before, you know, I think of it as a good problem. You know, the fact that your programs were becoming more unpopular and schools wanted to be there and more entities wanted to work with you guys. But, you know, again, depending on the weather, depending on the time of the year, I mean, a great problem to have. Let's create a space. And now this space is even bigger and brighter than I think even the initial thought was going to be. And I couldn't be more excited for you guys. And I just cannot wait to check it out. And like I said, I'm certainly reaching out to the Milford School District to make sure Chase has that on his list. Don't shake your head at me. My producer Eric's shaking his head at me right now. I am absolutely making sure the Milford School District knows about this. Again, if you want more information, make sure you check out their website, cvhfoundation.org. We'll also have that on our website, voiceofct.com. Jenny Hubbard, thank you as always, and I will see you very soon.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Again, that is Jenny Hubbard here on WICC.